Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now. On it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Brian Baldinger.
And he's looking as dapper as ever, the clean white button.
He looks like James Bond.
Yeah, what is going on?
You gotta get to YouTube right now, search 95.7 The Game, and you can look at Baldy.
Who are you about to snipe out, Baldy? Jeez.
It's just that kind of day, guys, you know? I mean, people got a couple of commitments television-wise. You just got to be ready to roll.
No, so. God,
we love
good.
It. We love it. By the way, I want you to break down the wild dance.
I'd much rather be in a Shasky sweatshirt.
I need Baldy to break down the Waddle dance. You see the Dolphin fans doing
that.
The Jalen Waddle dance.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
I posted it today, Bonte.
Oh, I got to check
Waddle
it out.
The Waddle dance is like... Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope that guy scores 20 touchdowns.
I'm Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Rose 95.7 Game. Yes, it's too already. He's going to be with us every single Tuesday at 7:30. All right, the first question of the day has to be about Trey Lance. Overall, general thoughts on number 5 in the season debut for the 49ers that are lost to the Bears.
Well, he didn't lose the game for him. You know, he didn't lose it. You know, you like to see in the fourth quarter him be able to see Eddie Jackson, you know, making that throw, but I mean, there's a lot of guys that make that throw and don't see him. You know, he made a great play. He's a really good free safety. But other than that, I mean, you know, in those kind of conditions, I mean, yeah, he missed a throw to Tyler Croft. I mean, it's old Shanahan play. They've been running that thing for 30 years now. If he runs it 8 more times, he probably, you know, strikes, you know, gold on 7 of the 8. I mean, it's just, he just overthrew him. But, you know, he didn't lose the game. I mean, they didn't block well up front. They didn't run the ball well. Nobody could tell you the name of those defensive linemen for the Chicago Bears. Nothing against Justin Jones or Angelo Blackson or any of those other guys up there. But, I mean, you know, this isn't a top 5 defense. And, you know, there was a lot of 1 and 2 yard runs from that offense on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. What are a couple things that you really liked that were flashes that show promise? And what were a couple things that maybe you're a little worried about that he has to clean up?
Well, I mean, I think when he gets a clean pocket, you know, like a lot of quarterbacks, they can make great throws like the one to Ray McLeod or, you know, the one over the top to, you know...
Juwan Jennings.
To Juwan, and then he hit to one to Ayuk, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, those throws are pretty clean. But, you know, when he gets a dirty pocket and, you know, he misses throws... That's when you want him to just be able to calm down in the eye of the storm and just be able to sit there and make the throw. Or, look, if he's got to do something athletic in that pocket to avoid a hit, to throw over some obstruction, you'd like to see him still be able to drive the ball and hit the throw accurately. And I think that's something that he still struggles with, like a lot of guys do.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game on the Morning Rush. He'll be with us every single Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning, breaking down every 49ers football game with us. As for the offensive line, I just saw Pro Football Focus. I don't really, I stay away from the grades and the analytics, all that. Football's football, man. Look, watch the game with your own two eyes and you can see what's what. They had the 49ers graded with the best pass protection this week. Now, I was in Soldier Field in that monsoon, Baldy. I didn't see the best pass blocking unit this week in the NFL. What was your assessment of this offensive line, both in the run and pass game?
Well, I don't know how they grade, you know, Mike McGlinchey if Dominique Robinson, a fifth-round pick out of Miami of Ohio, beats him clean to the inside, you know, and then slams Trey Lance to the ground with one. He must have a strong paw.
Yeah.
At least slam him to the ground with one hand. They can. I don't know about the grades. I don't pay any attention. But, you know, I mean, they have to play better. They just have to play better. I mean, because you have to give your quarterback every opportunity. And they've drafted these guys high. Aaron Banks, the second-round pick. I mean, they've drafted these guys high, you know, to be elite pass protectors and in elite offensive line. And so I know Aaron Banks, it's his first start, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you want to see guys up front play better than they did. Period. I mean, that's just the way it has to be.
You know, Baldy, we were kicking this back and forth, and Bonte doesn't think it's an excuse or anything. And I'm not saying it's an excuse, but it's an element. And I felt like the conditions were out of control. How much can you really take away? I'm asking you, someone who used to play, and you study this every single week when it comes to the film. How much can you really pull away from one of these kind of games in that kind of rain?
Well, it's hard. I mean, but, you know, the good thing for both teams was ball security was really good. I mean, Debo got the ball knocked out. I don't care. You could play that, you know, that play in a desert. You know, Jalen Johnson, you know, punches that ball out. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Brisker gets on it. But, I mean, overall, just handling the ball handling, it was really good in those conditions, which is usually the first thing you worry about. Even the footing was pretty good. Guys weren't slipping all over the field. I thought the guys kept their feet underneath them for the most part. But, you know, you can't practice in that. Nobody goes out in those conditions to practice. I remember one day, like, you know, just old story. I remember one time I was in Green Bay during training camp, and Brett Favre had an intern, and his job during this one drill was to take a ball, dump it in a pail of water, and give it to Brett Favre to throw. Like, just throwing wet balls. And so, you know, I think Trey Lance had a couple of slip out of his hands on Sunday, throwing it, you know, just kind of some hitch screens and ball got away from him. But, I mean, just something that simple can be worked on.
No doubt about that. Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, looking over at the defense. I thought the broken play, you know, Drake Greenlaw grabs a face mask on third down. Bears get a first down. Hufanga makes a great play. But right before that, Gibson, Johnson interception. It didn't a broken play, which woke up the Bears, and they woke up Soldier Field. And from then on, they scored 19 straight to win that football game. What did you see on that broken play, other than the missed tackles on Justin Fields from Ebu Cobb and Eric Armstead?
Well, I mean, Justin made a great play. You know, he spun out. A lot of these guys, that's what they do when they feel pressure from the backside. And Armstead was looping around, and he felt it, and he spun. He got to an open field, and he got away from, you know, all of the defensive line. And I don't know how he really located, his receiver on the play, Dante Pettis. I really don't know how he saw him, but he did. And, you know, the 49ers just lost track of him. And then they didn't tackle well at the end of that play to keep him out of the end zone. And so you got to give him credit. On Hufanga, you know, was really frozen on the touchdown to Equanimeous St. Brown because he had to be. He had two other receivers in the middle of the field. He's the free safety.
Yep.
But I give Justin Fields credit. I mean, he looked him off. He kind of held him. And then when he threw the ball over the top, there was a little bit of a breakdown there.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'm just watching this defense going, they are so freaking good. Hufanga was unreal. Like, the plays that guy makes, he kind of reminds you a little bit. I don't want to make any comparisons to Hall of Famers.
Right.
But, like, he reminds you of Troy Polamalu, the way he plays. He's in the backfield. He's aggressive. He gets underneath the offensive lineman. He sticks his head in everywhere. Like, he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, he was
everywhere. You know, look, they had 12 penalties, and most of them were on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this sliding thing with these quarterbacks.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's got to be coached up. Like, I'm not saying, like, Azeez Ajihir, you know, like, Shahir and all these guys that got, you know, Dre Greenlaw. Like, you got to know that the flag's coming out if you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they have to coach that up better. They got so many first downs on defense.
Yep.
that really, you know, really sparked Chicago and helped let them to keep on, you know, keep the ball.
So how do you coach that up? Because that particular play, me and Bonte have been talking about this, and I remember there was a kid in college who did it. He, like, pretended like he was going to slide.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he
Kenny Pickett. Yeah. And then he didn't slide, and then he got cracked, and they were like, oh, personal foul. Like, it just feels like, to me, it's now become almost like basketball, where you do the pump fake and the lean in. It feels like an offensive weapon that is almost impossible to defend because these guys can slide in very late. It's just difficult. And then you get a free 15 yards. How do you coach that up, Baldy?
So, you know, you just mentioned something, Shasky, that was really good, Joe. I mean, you know, they're sliding really late.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So now you're coming full speed. You know, you're Dre Greenlaw. You're one of the fastest linebackers in the league. You can't just put the Jake brake on.
Exactly.
But I think your aiming point, when they do begin to slide, you first of all, I think you have to sort of anticipate it. It's not a running back. Running backs aren't sliding.
Yeah.
All right. But quarterbacks are. So you have to identify who the ball carrier is. Okay, if it's a quarterback, you almost know Jalen Hurts, you know, Justin, you know, I mean, all these guys. So you got to anticipate the slide, number one. And then number two, I think the aiming point is, I think you got to really aim for the body. So that means changing your eyes and changing your aiming point. I think if they hit the body and the head, and you stay as far away from the head as possible, you still make sure that they get down.
Yeah.
You still kind of let them feel your punch. And then I think you might be able to avoid the flags that are flying right now.
Yeah, I know. And Trey wants to go through people, and I'm like, hey, you got to last all 17 games.
Yeah. Take advantage of the rules.
Right? You did go down, my friend. I'm worried about the running back situation. Elijah Mitchell gets announced that he's out for almost 2 months yesterday. It felt like all the juice in the run game was zapped the second he left. I hate crushing the guy. Jeff Wilson Jr. is a backup. How can they get some juice in the run game here, Baldy? I'm worried.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, you know, 12 minutes and 35 seconds ago in the second quarter, and Elijah Mitchell's down. I mean, I didn't really see what happened on the play. It was really difficult for me to see just what the injury, you know, like how it happened. But regardless, you know, you got basically two rookies there and Jeffrey Wilson. So how much can you rely on? I mean, look, Mason looked good in the preseason, free agent. All right. You know, Davis Price. TDP, I mean, you're going to have to count on these guys because it's going to be a committee. I don't think, like, and look, they went right back to the well last year, you know, and they went right back to Debo and carried it 8 times, and he looked like Debo last year. But, you know, we heard some of the things that he talked about before the contract this year. I don't think you can feed it to him 8 times a game from the running back position.
Wow.
And I know he's not going to be happy catching 2 balls for 14 yards.
Right. 8 targets, Baldy. 8 targets, though, for Debo in that game. And a lot of it was smoke screens. They got to get him down the field. But the report, or everybody's, even Joe was down there at training camp, is he's not getting separation at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's not, then he has to work on that. You know, he's got to work on his release. He's got to work on his crossover dribble. I mean, there's been plenty of guys that don't have, like, that type of top-end speed that can get off the bump.
Devontae.
That can get off press, that can get separation. Then he's got to work on it. He's still a young receiver. He's not a finished product.
No doubt about that. Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 a game. Looking at the defense, giving up 19 straight points there in the second half. This defensive line, we talked about all offseason. Great defensive line. What did you see from that unit, specifically Nick Bosa, number 97? Because after the first quarter, where he's getting a lot of pressure, to me, being there, I didn't see a lot of 97. I don't know if the Niners moved him around or what, but the defensive line really caved in there in that fourth quarter.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, they didn't, you know, they dropped back to throw 19 times in a game. So, like, they just didn't drop back that much. I mean, 19 dropbacks in a game, you're not getting that many opportunities. When it was 3rd and 8, Nick Bosa was winning easily, you know, and so, the defense line is really good. I mean, Drake Jackson is going to be a good player, man. Yep. He made a couple of plays in the run game, but he's a really athletic guy. He really, you know, he really just has a feel for the game, spitting out of blocks in the run game, making tackles. Kinlaw looked effective.
I
know he got banged up early. He got stepped on somebody, you know, somebody stepped on his foot and banged up, but he got back in there. So, I mean, they rotated the guys. Givens was in there. They're all in there. They just didn't get that many opportunities.
Right. What did you think of Shanahan's game plan Sunday, Baldy? I know the rain came in that fourth quarter, the monsoon. It was nasty out there. But overall, what did you think of Shanahan's game plan?
Well, I mean, look, Chicago, you got to give Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy credit. I mean, when it was 7-0, 10-0, like, they're running it on 3rd and 11. They're running it on 3rd and 7. They just weren't going to, like, allow for turnovers and put the ball in a young quarterback's hands against that defense in those conditions. And so they just kept running it and punting it. You know, and then so I never felt like Kyle got antsy. They were in control, 7-0, 10-0. Even at 10-7, I felt like he still thought he was in control. They missed a couple of shots down the field that could have been big. But I didn't feel like he panicked at all. They didn't run the ball like they expected to run the ball outside of, you know, Debo and some runs. You know, that was disappointing.
Brian Baldinger with us, breaking down the 49er game. I mean, he's just the absolute best, does it all over NFL Network, the internet. I mean, he's no one's better at breaking down the film. I felt like they really missed George Kittle in this game. Mm. Did you notice them missing George Kittle?
Yeah, I did. I think they missed him on the edge. I like to see him in some of his combo blocks. They weren't in a two-back system very much at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw very little of juice in that game. Mm-hmm. So that's unusual for that team. But I said last week that the combination of juice and Kittle together is very difficult to defend on the edge. And you just saw very little of it. So maybe it was Kittle out that made less of an impact for juice. And I've said it before, like sometimes juice can impact the game without ever touching the ball as much as any player on that team. And so you didn't see that. And so was that because Kittle wasn't available and right. They just weren't going to do that with Dwelly and Charlie and some of the other guys? I think so.
Right.
And then you just don't know, like, any time Kittle touches the ball in the passing game,
yep.
His yards after catch are as good as anybody in this league at that position. And so short passes can turn into long gains when Kittle has the ball in his hand. So, you know, an elite player like that, I think they missed him terribly.
Baldy, we started this interview talking about Trey Lance and the quarterback, and so I'm going to end this interview talking about the quarterback spot. A lot of people, obviously, the quarterback room with Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance is getting talked about a lot out here in the Bay Area, and a lot of people believe Jimmy Garoppolo wins that game. I think the game plan looks different. That's just my opinion. You played the game. Does Jimmy win that game for the 49ers?
I can't make that prediction. I don't know. I don't know, Abonte. I mean, it's not fair.
It's a hypothetical. I know.
It is hypothetical, and I understand. I understand the question. I don't know. You know, he hasn't played at all. No preseason, no offseason. I haven't seen him throw a football yet. I'm sure he's, you know, full speed, but I haven't seen him throw it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can drive the ball the way he needs to and all those kind of things. They just have to. I'm sure Kyle has talked to the team, talked to the leaders on the team. I know he has about, look, the noise might get loud. We right. got to make sure that Trey knows that we got his back. Like, you just can't change horses right now.
Right.
You just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like, you have to allow him to struggle. And whatever that means, like, under 50% completion, in the rain, you just have to allow him to struggle. And even if you lose a game here or you lose a game there, that maybe Jimmy, to your point, Bonte wins. Maybe.
Right.
But long term, you have to allow him. We have to see more.
Right.
And the only way he's going to get better is by playing through this.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Go ahead, Sean.
No, we've got Seattle this week. So, obviously, the Seahawks have been a big rival of the Niners. Pete Carroll. I'm watching that game last night, and I initially wanted the Broncos to win. But, God, I just can't stand Russ so much that I'm like, you know what? Good for Geno Smith. But that's not what I want to ask you about. And I don't want to ask you about Seattle's roster. The situation, them not taking the timeout, them kicking right. a field goal, 64-yarder. What did you think of the entire sequence? I thought it was absolutely insane.
Me too. I said the same thing. I tweeted out, like, why are you ticking the clock down, first of all? Like, why are you wasting time? Put the ball in Russell's hands. That's why he's there. You gave up the entire franchise to get him. 4th and 5, for crying out loud. I see, you know, Mike McDaniel in Miami on 4th and 7.
Going for it.
Throw a touchdown that stuck the fork right in the Patriots. You know, right before half. Like, put it in his hands. Like, he's not, he's your basic playmaking quarterback.
Yeah.
He did it for a decade. How do you take the ball out of his hands and put it in the kicker's hands? Like, it made no sense to me. The whole thing made no sense to me.
And then Nathaniel Hackett called it 2 timeouts when Seattle's at victory formation. He embarrassed himself in that. I was like, what are you doing?
rookie head coach. I mean, until you are in that situation and the whistle's around your neck and the game plan's in your hands, you don't know how anybody's going to respond. It's a little easier when Aaron Rodgers is there and you're not the guy.
Now, by the way, Seattle does lay the wood.
They are
a hard-hitting team. And next Sunday at Levi's Stadium, it screams body bag game.
You saw the goal line plays last night? You saw those plays in the goal line? Like, they played, I mean, that wasn't even on the goal line, guys. That play, those balls were inside the one-yard line.
Unreal.
And they popped both those fumbles.
Wow.
I mean, it was... You know, it looked like a great goal line drill, like, you know, something you'd go out to practice and go watch a team.
No, they were physical yesterday.
Baldy, should be
a lot of fun. Baldy, man, you're looking dapper, man. Where are you going on TV? Sky Sports, NFL Network? What
Sky
you got on?
Sky Sports, NFL Network, like... It's loaded up here, man. I'm going straight through the day.
You're locked in, baby. You're locked in. Baldy, a.k.a. Jay's Bond.
Are you coming to Levi's at any point in this season? I know you're kind of like week to week.
Yeah, where
are
you at this week?
I'm in Baltimore. Miami-Baltimore.
Oh, so you've
had... heading down to Green Bay.
You've had Chiefs-Cardinals.
Tampa.
Wow. So you had Chiefs-Cardinals week one. So you saw Mahomes light up the world in Glendale, Arizona.
Arizona
just got smoked. Did you go
to the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the best player in the league.
Wow.
And, like, look. Joe Montana, Steve Young,
Hall of Fame
players. They couldn't play the way Mahomes played.
Wow.
The way he plays the game, they can't play that way.
What is it? What is it about him, Baldy? Like, what is it when you're watching it? What's really the separator? The arm talent is so obvious, but it's like the feel for everything. Within the pocket, throwing guys open. Like, what are the specifics?
So, you just mentioned, Joe, like the feel for the pocket. I mean, the arm is the arm, okay? I mean, you can play third base on any Major League Baseball team and throw guys out at first easily. But the thing that amazed him, and if I was Trey Lance, I would study Patrick Mahomes. Like, his ability, when the pocket begins to collapse, to always find the escape route. Like, last week, Trey Lance stepped right into a sack. Like, you know, Trent's got his guy in good shape, Dominique Robinson, and he ends up falling off because Trey kind of just got antsy in the pocket. Like, I would study this guy's movement in the pocket. It's just so rare of what he can do. He always finds the opening and the escape route, and then he has this GPS system in his head, and then his eyes can locate any one of the five receivers.
Wow.
Anywhere on the field and get the ball to him.
He was special last week. It was special.
It feels like we're watching Far from the 90s, you know, but even better if that's... I don't even know.
You got Josh Allen up there, Buffalo, making the plays that he's making. They're on a collision course.
It's a good error, guys.
Yeah, it's a great error. And then Baldy's going to Baltimore to go check out Miami and the Ravens and Lamar Jackson throwing the ball deep.
It's a wheelbarrow game because Mike McDaniels is coming in with a wheelbarrow.
No doubt.
Exactly. Get those nuts in that wheelbarrow. All right, guys.
All right, Baldy. Take care, man. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.